We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Sal Licata, Sports Radio 101.9 FM, the Fan, WFAN.
So my weekend starts in about an hour. When I'm done here at 2, I'm going to, it's been a long week of work, it's been a fun week of work, but I may celebrate with a drink or two and anticipate maybe getting into a big boxing match later tonight. I used to love the big boxing events when I was a kid. You know, we have the neighbors over, or my uncle would come over and we watch Tyson or Holyfield or Foreman, whoever it may be. So maybe I'm chasing that, but still, the fact that there is an actual, it's 2020, and there is a Mike Tyson fight on tonight gets me excited. Now, I need to find out more about this. So to do so, we bring in the expert, Kevin Ioli of Yahoo Sports, who covers boxing and MMA. I'm not a big MMA guy, but the boxing, Kevin, I get into. Am I going to see a competitive fight tonight if I plop down the $50 between Tyson and Roy Jones Jr.? Am I going to see a competitive fight between these two competitors this evening?
I sure don't think so. You know, I mean, when I look at this fight, like, you know, Andy Foster of the California Athletic Commission keeps describing what's going to happen as hard sparring. If you were a hardcore boxing fan, of course you're going to like to see Mike Tyson and Roy Jones do hard sparring. That'll be fun for the 1% of the population that describes itself as a hardcore boxing fan like myself. But for the casual fan who remembers the 90s and the Tyson fights back in the day, this isn't going to be anything like that, unfortunately.
Well, then why am I paying $50 for it? What's the
catch here? That's a good question.
Well, you may have answered it. Maybe my Saturday night is ruined. Home Alone it is. Why, though, would they, aside from money, and Tyson, I guess, is getting, what, $10 million and he's donating it, why do this then if they're not making any money on it, if they don't want to at least go out there and prove themselves? Is this something, you know, the Tyson, because his career ended so poorly, is he right, trying to prove anything? I know they could say that they, you know, want to fight, but maybe they really don't. Is there anything to prove for either guy in this particular fight tonight?
You know, there's nothing for them to prove. I mean, they are both among the greatest fighters who ever lived. Tyson's already in the Hall of Fame. Roy Jones hasn't been out long enough. He'll be eligible for next year's class. He'll be in the Hall of Fame. So, you know, there's no problem, you know, with them. They have nothing to prove out there. I think what it is a couple things. You know, somebody brought a business idea to Tyson. This it's called the Legends League. And it's not going to be just boxing. And I can't imagine how this is going to work. You know, he's saying it's going to be other sports, and so like the Legends League in baseball, is it going to be a home run hitting contest to 50 plus year olds? You know, it's just a bizarre thing, but somebody brought that concept to him and he liked the idea and said, hey, I will kick it off and get it going. So that's really what this is. The Legends League that Tyson is a business partner in, that it's kicking it off. Now Triller, the promoter of the fight, is a music company, and there's going to be a lot of acts tonight that are going to be playing in between. So you're going to see as much music as you do boxing. And, you know, so it's going to be an unusual pay-per-view if you're used to watching boxing. It's going to be different than most of them. And, you know, hey, maybe it'll be good. Maybe it's something that shows that the regular promoter should do. But it's going to, you know, there's nothing for these guys to prove. I think it's just more of a business opportunity. And you know, especially for Roy, you know, Roy needs the money. And so I think from his standpoint, you know, making several million dollars, that's not going to hurt.
What do you do? He messed around with his earnings through his career, Roy Jones Jr.? I'm not familiar with that story.
Yeah, he has had for quite a long time now. You know, he's been struggling, financially, and he poured through a lot of his money. So, you know, that's why he fought till he was 48. You know, his last fight was in 2018. Unfortunately for him, you know, he could use the money. And so I think that was part of his motivation. Mike, not so much, but for Roy, absolutely.
Talking with Kevin Ioli, Yahoo Sports, covering the boxing match, or covers boxing, and we're talking about the boxing match tonight. So Tyson's going to be, or he is, 54. How old was Foreman, even when he, you know, came back in his later years when he was old? I forget the exact age. Was he in his late 40s? Was he in his 50s? How old was Foreman?
He was 45 when he won the title. He was 38 when he came back. Now, I wrote a story on him. I talked to George the other day because, and so people can find it on Yahoo Sports, but I had talked to George the other day because he came back after 10 years of being retired. And so for Tyson, even though it's an exhibition, you know, you're still going to get in the ring and throw punches. You know, it's been 15 years. And so I wanted to ask George what it was like. And he told me something that I did not know. It was kind of a breaking news thing at the time. He said when he was 55, a year older than Mike is now, he was actually training for another comeback and had arranged to fight with, you may remember as a boxing fan, David Tua. And said he was going to pay David Tua $5 million with the hope of beating Tua and then getting a shot at the heavyweight title. But his wife nixed it. So Foreman won the title at 45, then at 55 wanted to come back and give it one more shot, but his wife said no.
Yeah, that's insane to think about, because I remember at the time, you know, being younger, Foreman at 45, it seemed like, oh, look at the old man getting in there. I know my father loved it, right, because you have an old guy, he's getting in there showing he could still kick some butt. This is a different level. I mean, we're talking about 54 years of age. How about the technical aspect of it tonight? When you, I was just reading up on the rules a little bit. I didn't know this, that if either fighter gets cut, the fight is going to be stopped?
Well, Yes and no. So the referee has discretion in that, but they're not going to be, they're not going to take risks with these guys. So, like, in other words, if there's a knockdown, the referee, unless he does it by instinct, is not supposed to count. So if there's a knockdown, he's going to send the one fighter to the other corner, and he's going to give the fighter who got knocked down as long as he needs to get his head clear and be able to go again. And if the referee feels like, you know what, he's not able to go, then the fight will be stopped. This, with a cut, you know, more than likely will be stopped, but they're, you know, what they're saying is that the referee Ray Corona will use his judgment on that, but it's going to be a lot stricter than it would be if it was a regular fight where, you know, you get some guys that have some pretty nasty wounds and they let them fight. You know, on this one, I think they're going to be real conservative, and if, you know, something happens that there's a good size cut, then they'll stop it.
So I guess the main question then would just be, and you touched on this a little bit before, if these two guys really don't have any true inner motivation, not that they need to prove something for their careers, we know what they are, we're not going to judge them based on that, but even to themselves, you know, in a Rocky type way, right, go out there and right, get the beast out, whatever's left for Tyson or Jones, in fighting, you can't just go into the ring and not want to beat up the other opponent. I mean, isn't that the whole point of it? So if they're not going to do that, that makes it, to me, not worth really even investing any time and effort into, I guess.
Yeah, I think the thing, you know, here's the selling point that Roy Jones has been pushing, you know, more so than Tyson. But Roy Jones is pushing. He said, do you want to believe that Tyson's going to follow the rules? Do you believe that Tyson's going to listen to what some athletic commissioner is saying? And so that, you know, when you think about it, maybe the latter part of Tyson's career, the latter half of his career, that we bought because you never knew what was going to happen. Could it be a train wreck? Is it going to be a great fight? What would Tyson do? Is he going to bite somebody? Is he going to go nuts? And I think part of the allure for people who are interested in the fight tonight is that, you know, is Tyson going to follow those rules, or is he going to do something nutty and, you know, let's say screw the referee, screw the rules, I'm going to swing at Roy Jones and try to knock him out. Jones says he's prepared for Tyson to do that, and that's what he expects Tyson to do. You know, to me, Roy is trying to sell it a little bit, but Andy Foster of the Athletic Commission says both guys promised him that they would not do that. So, you know, I think the whole bit is, are you buying Tyson will follow the rules and do what he is, or do you expect to see the 1996 version of Mike Tyson? I guess that's what the selling point would be.
Talking with Kevin Ioli, Yahoo Sports, Tyson fighting Roy Jones Jr. tonight. What is their relationship like, Tyson and Roy Jones Jr.? Are they friends? Have they become friendly just through this? Do they go way back? What's their relationship?
Yeah, they've been friends for a while, actually. And Tyson and Jones almost fought for the title in 2003. John Ruiz was the champion. Jones beat him, won the heavyweight championship, and there was a lot of talk that he was going to fight Holyfield, but he revealed that he and Mike Tyson had had secret meetings and had spoken about fighting. They were buddies, and they thought that they could each make a lot of money. It fell apart for a number of different reasons, and Roy never actually defended the heavyweight title, but they are longtime friends. You know, Roy was at HBO when Tyson was fighting on HBO, and they have a good relationship. And a lot of respect for each other. You know, Tyson will tell you that he thinks Roy is one of the best fighters he's ever seen. So there is no animosity between the two of them. But, you know, again, you know, Mike says, hey, when I'm in there, I don't care who it is, my friend or not, I'm going to fight. So, you know, do you believe that Mike is doing that, or you believe that he's just trying to sell? And that is really all that they have to offer in this, you know, fight, because the other fights are not, you know, Nate Robinson's fighting on the undercard. The former Nick is fighting Jake Paul, the YouTube star. You know, it's not a card where if you're a legit boxing fan expecting to see these wild, crazy fights, you're going to get. You know, who knows, like, what Nate Robinson may look like. There may be some intrigue in watching him, but I don't have that, but, you know, who knows?
Well, you're right. You're too good of a boxing fan for that nonsense, but for somebody like me who wants to be entertained, I was going to ask you about the undercard. I'm kind of intrigued by that as somebody who watched Nate Robinson play with the Knicks and play basketball. What the heck? He's fighting here? I mean, what's that going to look like? Nate Robinson in a boxing match? What can you expect there?
Yeah, you know, I talked to Nate, and I actually talked to a couple guys he's worked with, and, you know, he is taking it very seriously. So, you know, he weighed in at 181. He's given up about 7 or 8 pounds. I think Paul came in at, if I'm not mistaken, 188. Nate said that he's thinking about fighting, you know, doing a few fights after this, you know, so this won't be a one-off thing for him, he said, assuming it goes well. You know, and I think to me that there's intrigue not in the fight itself, but in what does Nate Robinson look like? What, you know, can he come back and can he put together a few fights and look like an athlete? You know, when I spoke to him, he was dead serious about it. He talked about how much respect he has for boxers for the conditioning that they go through, which is insane and different than, you know, any other sport. And so he talked a lot about that and said he's going to come out there and take this seriously. And, you know, Jake Paul's trying to make it as if he has some beef with Nate. And Nate's like, I don't have any beef with him. I just, you know, there was an opportunity here, something I thought might be fun to try to do going forward. And, you know, he's looking to win the fight. So I think he's a good athlete. You know, he's a little bit up in age. If I'm not mistaken, I think he's 38. But, you know, he's a tough guy. You know, I don't follow the NBA that well, but everybody I know says you do not mess with Nate Robinson. So we'll see what he looks like with boxing gloves on his hands.
Yeah, I'm intrigued for that one. Is that the only other match on the undercard, or are there multiple?
No, there's a couple more fights on there. Badu Jack, who is a former world champion, he is fighting an opponent that he should destroy, a guy who is a former military person who had like 10 pro fights and has been talking all sorts of trash. And anybody who knows Badu Jack, former light heavyweight champion, knows, you know, one of the best guys in the game, a really good level-headed guy, does a tremendous amount for charity. He's gotten irritated at this guy. And to get Badu Jack irritated, you have to really go away. So I think Badu's going to be looking for a knockout. One of the fights got canceled yesterday because Haseem Rahman Jr., the son of the former heavyweight champion, was supposed to fight Rashard Coulter, a former UFC fighter. And that fight has been canceled because of COVID. Haseem Rahman tested positive for COVID. So that fight is off. But there are five fights on the card. It starts, the preview goes on at 8 p.m. Eastern, and the main card starts at 9 p.m. Eastern. It's going to be a three-hour show. So I would anticipate Tyson being in the ring, you know, around 11:30 Eastern time, roughly, give or take.
Perfect. And you're saying there's going to be basically a concert in and out of the different fights throughout the night?
Yeah, there is. Wiz Khalifa is in there. Nao, I forget who else is in there. But yeah, there's going to be a bunch of musical acts, and they're each going to perform several songs. So in between fights, that's what you're going to expect to see. So, you know, it might be a fun night for some people, especially if those musical acts are, you know, of interest, you know, then you'll get to see them as well as the fights. You know, I hope, for Mike and Roy's sake that they come out of this thing safe and that, you know, nothing crazy happens. But, you know, I've covered boxing for many years. I've seen guys on hang gliders come crashing into the ring. I've seen people biting each other. I see pretty much anything. So, and nothing that will happen tonight will surprise me.
Yeah, awesome. I'm looking forward to it, Kevin. Thanks for the time. We appreciate all the insight.
You got it, brother. Be well.
Kevin Iola, Yahoo Sports. I'll tell you, what it does with the musical acts in there, I didn't know that we were going to get a concert. That makes it an easier sell to the wife. Now, okay, honey, look, Wiz Khalifa or Neo is going to be on. You know, that's more intriguing. Then maybe we could get through a Nate Robinson fight until we actually see Mike Tyson in the ring. I don't need to see blood. I don't need to see knockouts. I don't need to see a slugfest, which I know they're going to try to prevent anyway. I do, however, need to see two competitors who want to win. And in the Nate Robinson fight, you know you're going to get a guy who wants to win. You just heard him say, Nate Robinson's going to be competing here. He might want to fight a little bit afterward. And you know he's going to be trying to go out there and win his match. That's all I want to see from Tyson and Jones. But the problem is, I don't know if we're going to get that. They're friendly. Jones needs the money. Tyson does not. They don't have anything to prove. Are they? They could talk about it being a fight. You know, they step into the ring, it's going to be a fight. But, you know, Tyson's become nicer in his old age here, more at peace maybe with himself and life, and that could be less entertaining inside the ring. I want to see Angry Mike get in that ring. I want to play a little Mike Tyson's Punch Out on the Nintendo, and then I want to sit down and enjoy maybe a couple of drinks and some chips or whatever it may be, and watch Mike Tyson get into the boxing ring and just compete to win. Not knock somebody's head off. Compete to win. Will we get that? I already know going in after listening to Kevin explain it there. And I read the post this morning with a little article on it. I already know I'm wasting my $50. Look, I've done worse with 50, so not a big deal. But I was hoping maybe for more. We'll see. We'll see what it turns out to be. All right, your calls the rest of the way. 877-337-6666. Sal Licata on the Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.